This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Stein's premium winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for quick spring green up. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Tell you what though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
We'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I think every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
David Bakhtiari joins the Wendy's Big Show here Tuesdays, 4:35. The three-time All-Pro left tackle of your Green Bay Packers on the Wendy's Big Show. Joining us now in the 2-0 first place Green Bay Packers. David, how does that feel after two wins but two in the division? Got to feel good.
I mean, it's kind of like doubling up instead of two. It's like 4-0.
That's perfect. That is perfect stuff. And you know, David, I do like to step up to the tables every once in a while, so I definitely like that term. David, before we get into the X's and O's of the next week's game, Everson Griffin is one of the top players at his position in the game. I know you guys have talked a lot about the respect, the mutual respect you guys have for each other's games, but didn't hear much from him this week. How good did it feel getting out there, but also with the back that you had a limited week of prep?
You know, I was just happy that our plan of action going into Sunday worked out. Obviously, people knew I was dealing with a back issue, and our plan was to make sure Sunday was going to be functioning. Not to be alarmed to the fans out there, there's no long-term issues with my back. It was just muscular that freaks it out, and it started getting back spasms. So we just had to make sure it was unlocked and it wouldn't flare up come Sunday and during Sunday. Now, having a barely fresh functioning back for a guy like Everson is always a tall order to ask, but you know, I was just happy to be able to go out there and compete, keep him at bay for most of the game, and obviously put ourselves in the position to win.
You know, Dave, you guys jumped out 21 points, and all of a sudden it just felt like someone turned the water off. I mean, can you explain, like, what happened? Did they switch things up defensively? I mean, how did it just stop like that all of a sudden?
You know, I think it really comes down to adjustments. They made some good adjustments. You got to tip your hat to them. I mean, Mike Zimmer's. I mean, he's an unbelievable defensive play caller. He's got a good defense, and he's got good players on that defensive side. So to get on them early was awesome. But so not only their adjustments, but there was two drives that really kind of took away our momentum. One was obviously fumbling in their territory, where that's at least a scoring opportunity. 3 or 7, and then when the ref had made a questionable ball marking decision where he looked like he gave us the first down, we kind of felt like we didn't really get it, but we were going to force the play, the next play, so then they can't review it. So then we lived a fight to have the second and third down. Then they ended up calling it fourth down. You guys saw the issue, and we were all kind of confused when we got up. Like, why I thought we had a first down. Even when I ran the play, I assumed that we were running it for first down, then we were going to have second and third down to kind of function. So those are two drives right there that, you know, with our efficiency, we had been 100% getting in the end zone. That's 14 points right there taken off the board.
David, when you talk about Aaron Jones and how he was used in this game versus how he was used with Mike McCarthy, 23 carries, had 4 catches, was targeted more than 4 times through the air. a lot different than how he's been used in the past. It made me ecstatic. I was thinking about you thinking you offensive linemen had to be really happy with that too.
Yeah, extremely. Aaron's a talent. We got two good Aarons behind the offensive line. And I'm happy we're utilizing them. Kind of go with the hot hand. And, you know, when you give playmakers opportunities, they'll make you pay in a four-quarter game.
No doubt about it. And also, when you look at you guys' game plan, do you guys script the first, 15, 20, 25 plays? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you guys script those plays, you kind of know what you're running and know what you're going to do at those particular times.
Yeah, you have an idea. And obviously right out the gate, we had a good plan. And we had great execution. That's the number one thing is the execution. Start off with an explosive gain, and then, you know, you catch them on their heels. And then you start kind of taking their pride out of them. And then, especially being a noon game, no one really wants to play when you have the other team foaming at the mouth, you know, making all the opportunities that are out there on the football field early on.
So how did you end up feeling about the game? Because most certainly I thought offensively you guys look a lot better than what you did in Chicago.
I'm happy with it. You know, we're taking a step in the right direction. We had a couple things that we wanted to go in this game. Number one thing was start fast. I believe we did that exactly. Play physical. I think we played physical for four quarters with a division rival. And it's a good building block to build off of. Obviously, there's things that we can work on to improve, but overall, I'm happy with where we're at. Week two, being able to have another step to grow from.
Talking with Packers three-time All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show. He joins us each week, Tuesdays, 4:35. David, you tell us last week about plays building off one another. They're supposed to look like one play, and then the next time you can run it, it can be a totally different way. And it happens on the first drive on the Jamal touchdown. That screen pass where you guys kind of have two screens in the same route, which one do you like better, going after a corner and a DB or catching that blind side outside linebacker?
Probably going after the DB. Yeah, you got a better chance to really impose your will on them. Linebackers are, you know, they're a little bit bigger, and they're obviously they know what it's like to play in the trenches a little bit. Corners, they're kind of more the pretty boys.
Go the pretty boys.
No, they're a lot more bark than they are bite.
Yeah, well, of course they are. Is it safe to say though that you guys are still learning this offense yet?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still learning and still growing. That's the beautiful thing. You see the potential. 21 points pretty much in the first quarter. You put together a 60-minute, you know, just put your pedal to the metal, that could be something extremely dangerous. So, I mean, we're growing with the pieces that we have, building the identity of who we are as an offense, and obviously the chemistry and the synergy between the offensive line, the quarterback, the tight ends, the running backs, and the wide receivers.
Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari joined us here on the Wendy's Big Show. So, David, two wins in the division, and last year the struggles in the division were prominent. The one win in the division against the Bears early on. To get two wins against teams in the division, now continuing on this home stretch where you guys play three straight home games, how do you feel about that being in the beginning of the season in contrast of it being maybe in November and December?
Take advantage of it now, and then, you know, hopefully let the momentum ride us for the away games. Away games are tough to win. They always say go undefeated at home and try and split 50-50 on the road, you're going to put yourself in a good position for the number one seed. Right now, obviously focus on the next game this week at home, take care of business at home, and then, you know, let the momentum, let the chemistry and the confidence, you know, fuel us when we go into hostile territory.
Has that become a thing as far as, you know, trying to get back that Lambeau Field mystique, trying to get back that dominance at Lambeau Field again?
Yeah, I think the last time we were undefeated at home was, what, 2014, I want to guess. I know we were really good that year.
For sure.
I got to say, you know, that's the loudest I've heard Lambeau in a long time. I think that's for sure the loudest I've ever heard him for a noon game. And I just challenge, you know, everyone listening, like, I know everyone can be louder. That plays a huge, huge role. Like, I don't really think fans understand how important it is, because when I'm at an opposing field and it is loud and being a tackle, I think, honestly, it puts the most frustration on the tackle. That's why I forfeited trying to look at the defense. I stare at the quarterback trying to get a get-off. And when you don't have a get-off as a tackle, you put yourself in a compromised position against a pass rusher such as Zedaris or Preston. You give them any bit more of an advantage, they're going to make you pay. And it's just so I'm so thrilled to see, you know, us have another competitive advantage. And I just challenge everyone to just even be even louder.
Let's talk about the Broncos real quick. You got two outside linebackers there. They're really good. Von Miller, I think he was MVP of the Super Bowl maybe one year. They got a first-round pick, I believe, in that Chubb kid. I mean, have you seen another duo like that in the NFL?
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind is the Chargers. Ingram and Bosa, mm-hmm. both pretty good, balanced pass rushers. I think, obviously, what we just played last week. I mean, you look at the first 3 weeks we just had.
Doesn't get any easier, man. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you have Mack, who is a game changer. You have Floyd, who's an ascending player. Then you have Hunter and Everson, which you can put up there for the top five. Now you have Vaughn and Chubb. It's definitely a tough gauntlet, like I said, for me and Brian going into these first 5 weeks.
David, you practice against the guys all during camp. Where does Zadarius Smith and Preston Smith rank?
They're on their way up there to the top five, honestly. Those guys are, you know, they may not have the pedigree yet, but they're ascending players. And that's what I said before. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to open their eyes and see how good of players Preston and Z are. And they're only going to get more confident and get better. You know, they're young players, and they're hungry. I think they brought a lot of attitude and a little bit of culture with them into our locker room, which, honestly, on the defense side of the ball, we needed. And they're definitely going to be pretty good for us in the future.
How are they different, or how are they the same? Or are they different? Smith, Preston.
I would say Preston is a little bit more lengthy. Like, he uses his length better.
Longer arms?
And he has longer arms, so he uses his length a little better, whereas Zadarius is he's very powerful, and I think people get caught off guard by how quick he is off the ball with his power, because you play for his power, but you don't realize that he can still bend a corner, and he can get a good first three steps. So I think that's what makes Zadarius definitely dangerous, because you can also line him up at he might be a left, you know, over the left tackle. He might be at a right defensive end one play, then over the right guard as a three tech. I mean, he can hang with the big guys down in the interior trenches, but also come outside and rush the quarterback.
You know, you guys had a first-hand look at this defense, because I know during training camp early on, everybody's talking about how good the defense was. They were giving the offense a lot of problems. But did you think that they would be this good right away defensively, or you guys?
How good they would be, because I'm still trying to figure out an idea of how good we were.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely nice to see them be this good, because it gives us more confidence in our offense for the times that they would beat us in the competition periods. Because that doesn't normally happen too many times.
David, how good can Kenny Clark be? I mean, we've seen him now just continue to ascend. I know you don't run up against him, rep him in practice, but he's a damn good football player, and people are really starting to take notice.
As good as he wants to be. People can take notice. That's fine right now. I mean, you should already know the name by now. The kid's consummate professional. He does everything the right way. He gives 100%, and he doesn't matter. Whatever clout that he gets, he's going to show up to work just hard the next day and move on. And, you know, I mean, I would love for him to be my teammate. You know, if I'm building a team, he's mm-hmm. The cornerstones that I'm putting on my roster.
All right, David, last week we asked you how many beers you could chug, and you said how many we got. Now, what beer would you prefer that you're chugging if you're coming in here and having a couple with the Wendy's Big Show?
Who's sponsoring it?
Beauforting Beer, actually, and you're talking to, I'm not trying to brag, Beauforting Bill. I guess that's what we're going with. Well, I know, it's a sick brag.
That's what I'm chugging.
Do you want to tell the different lines you guys got?
Because he might
have a particular line.
David, I'll give you the lineup here. We got the perfectly balanced Brune. That's a little bit darker. It comes in at 7.2 alcohol by volume. The Triple Ale, which is just a classic, 8% alcohol by volume. Or a classic Chris Pilsner, which is just your regular flagship can beer that's an import, which is just tremendous as well.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends. If I'm planning on having a really fun night, I'm going with number two.
Perfect.
But if I'm going for just how many beers I can chug consecutively, obviously, your nice, smooth Pilsner, I guess.
There we go. David Bakhtiari, we're going to crush it. We're going to see who can race the six-pack faster.
There we go.
David, appreciate it, man. Good luck against the Broncos.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Good luck.
As David Bakhtiari joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as he does each and every Tuesday here on the Wendy's
guy.
Big Show. He really is,
he
man.
He knows about that.
Right away, he goes,
who's sponsoring it?
Hey, who's sponsoring it? Smart guy. Man, telling you, offensive lineman. Smartest guys on the team. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.